A Jewish Journal article. Some of my friends were crying. Jewish students testify in Congress on campus anti-Semitism. On February 29, students from some of the nation's top universities shared their experiences in dealing with anti-Semitism on campus since the October 7 massacre in a bipartisan roundtable hosted by the U.S. House Committee on Education in the Workforce. Columbia University student Eden Yadigar, whose parents fled from Iran 45 years ago, told the roundtable that she, a Middle East Studies and Jewish Studies double major, could not register for a course on Israel because it was taught by a professor who celebrated the October 7 massacre as awesome, jubilant, and an achievement. Yadigar proceeded to list various instances of anti-Semitism that have occurred on campus, including people shouting, F, the Jews, and bulletin boards being smeared with posters promoting age-old anti-Semitic tropes depicting Jews and Israelis as animals. She also claimed that university staff provided those conducting an unauthorized teach-in in the lobby of a university building on the October 7th counteroffensive with umbrellas so they could hide their faces from being recorded. The university also asked Jews and Israelis to leave the building, Yadigar alleged. Additionally, a Jewish student was attacked with a stick outside of the library, and another was surrounded by an angry mob who demanded keep F-ing running during an anti-Israel protest, Yadigar said. At Columbia University, the Jewish community is alone, she continued. We are ostracized, mocked, harassed, assaulted and scapegoated, simply because of our identities. Students have removed their kippot and Jewish star necklaces for fear of becoming a target on campus. We cautiously map the routes we take to class to avoid being yelled at, spit on, accused of committing genocide, or threatened by calls for genocide. We have received no support from our administration, and minimal from our non-Jewish professors and the majority of our non-Jewish peers. Cooper Union student Jacob Khalili recalled being inside the school library in October when anti-Israel protesters banged on the locked doors and glass walls of the library while espousing hateful chants. Some of my friends were crying, and several of us were texting loved ones and alumni for help, he said. Some called the police. Neither campus security nor police removed the demonstrators. To our relief, the demonstrators eventually left the building. Additionally, we were later shocked to learn that President Sparks was offered but refused police intervention, Khalili continued. We were also told by a member of administration that, to avoid the demonstrators, President Sparks herself had ducked out of the building through a back exit. To this day, none of the protesters involved in that incident have been disciplined by the school, claimed Khalili. UC Berkeley student Hannah Beth Schlachter gave a lengthy testimony on the 25-year history of anti-Jewish hostility, including the recent February 26 incident when pro-Palestinian protesters shut down a scheduled lecture of Israeli attorney and former Israel Defense Force, IDF, member Ran Bar Yoshafat. Instead of terminating the mob and forcing the riot to end by removing protesters, UCPD, UC Berkeley Police Department, forced the Jewish students to cancel their event. Jewish students were then evacuated for their safety, said Schlachter. The consistent message the university put forth afterwards was that they were understaffed, they did not have more police officers to send, and that the event was unprecedented. Despite all of this, it is crucial to note that when Jewish students first raised concerns for their safety regarding the event, UCPD said they would not bring security. More alarming, when Jewish students shared images with the police of what was promoting the riot, including fighting language, reference to a specific time and place, the police did not treat it as a direct threat. Harvard student Shabbos Kessenbaum, a descendant of Holocaust survivors, recounted several anti-Semitic incidents on campus in January, including posters calling for the release of the hostages being vandalized with messages like, Israel did 9/11, scrawled on the posters. A poster of baby Kafir Biba's had, evidence needed, head still on, written on it. The university has not done anything about this incident, Kessenbaum said. Kessenbaum also alleged that a Harvard employee posted a video to his social media waving a machete with a picture of my face and other prominent Jewish activists, declaring his intention to fight and have a master plan that he won't get into right now. Despite reporting this employee to Harvard, the university still employs this person, Kessenbaum claimed. Following the now infamous testimony of then-Harvard president Claudine Gay, who said it depends on the context, whether calls for genocide against Jews violate university policy, the university formed an anti-Semitism advisory group that disbanded because it was so remarkably ineffective, Kessenbaum said. Now the university has a new anti-Semitism task force that is so remarkably ineffective that its most effective member and co-chair, Rafaela Sadin, recently resigned. The other co-chair, Derek Pensler, has claimed that anti-Semitism at Harvard is exaggerated. Kessenbaum later added, I know of Jewish students at Harvard who do not wear their kippahs publicly anymore, have changed majors due to hostile anti-Israel environments, have been spat on for their religious identity, and more. But the students remain undeterred in their fight. We are not Jews with trembling knees, Yadigar declared. We are proud Jews who carry with us the tradition of resilience in the face of persecution, and we will not be silenced. The other students that testified were Joe Gindi from Rutgers University, Kevin Feigeles from Stanford University, Noah Rubin from the University of Pennsylvania, Talia Khan from MIT and Yasmina Hebshin from Tulane University. Their testimonies were not under oath. Representative Virginia Fox, RNC, who chairs the committee, said before the students shared their testimonies, even after December's hearing, university leaders are still not correcting course. Let me be clear. This is not about policing speech or opinions, even if disagreeable or offensive. It is about protecting Jewish students from the harassment, threats, intimidation, and assaults plaguing their campuses, as universities are obligated to under Title V but have repeatedly failed to do. That failure is unacceptable. Fox also lauded the students' leadership in combating anti-Semitism on your campuses and having the courage to speak out. Your testimonies will help inform the committee's ongoing investigation into anti-Semitism in post-secondary education.